everybody to a special episode of All Gas, No Trash. My name's Josh, and I'm here today with good buddy Adam.
Yes, greetings, hello.
And this beginning minute, the No Curse Minute, which is sponsored by those fools over at Game Rage Magazine, they wanted us to give a special shout out to someone referred to as, we're supposed to refer to them as Eternal Good Buddy Sophie O. I don't know why. Apparently they had a conversation with her. I don't know. But they just wanted us to say, you know, that she's an eternal good buddy from now on.
A sworn ally?
Sworn, eternal sworn good buddy. Sophie O. So.
That's an artist that we covered.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, anyways.
112.
All right. So, let's get into what this episode is. This isn't going to be like a typical normal episode that we do.
Oh, man, my thing's hanging low. Hold on, let me pull
Chatty,
it back up.
Chatty Cathy. This is going to be a Chatty Cathy episode.
This is going to be a Chatty Cathy episode. What do you mean we're always Chatty Cathys?
Yes, but this one's specifically about...
Okay, so...
Whatever you're going to talk about.
Yeah, the business of music, right? And so, I kind of wanted to give some context because... We talk a lot about, like, sort of the inside baseball, the things that we discover and find. We do our CIA-level investigations into artists and who they're signed with and who's involved at that label or who's involved at that talent agency or that booking agency or whatever, right?
Wherever they're going to end up to in the future.
And a lot of people have referred to us, you know, in a negative way as a sort of a dirt sheet or a gossip podcast and things of that nature.
They're talking about us. They love us.
That's true. They do. But I want to give a context as to like why we do these things. It's not like we're doing this to be an aha gotcha or we figured some shit out or whatever. Yeah, sure. Some of that stuff is, but the majority of it is sort of I compare us to like what CNBC does for the stock market for stonks, right? They have analysts. They talk about a stock and where it's going to go and what they think it is. We're kind of doing that with music. We're doing that with artists so that, yeah, CNBC is analyzing these things and giving advice to people so they can make money. You're probably not going to make any money listening to us, but we give you...
I don't know about that. I mean...
Maybe. I mean, if you get in an artist that's super low and you get some shit for cheap and then you blow up and get their autograph and then they blow up, then yeah, like maybe.
I was going to say some managers or fucking...
Okay. Yeah, if you're in the music industry, you can make a lot of fucking money off of what we say, right? Off of us bringing you hip to some shit that you don't need to listen to. You don't need to go out and find this shit yourself. We're doing it already for you. We're telling you about this penny stock. We're telling you about this artist that is the equivalent of some small company out of like Branson, Missouri, that makes some new technology that's fucking... got some huge military application that nobody knows about, and they just listed on the S&P 500, and their stock's trading at like 10 cents a share. And once they secure their government contract, they're gonna go up to the next fucking Apple or whatever.
It's Jover.
Yeah. So this is us analyzing and looking at these artists, taking into account maybe they, like, you know, in the case of Jelly Haha, right? Jelly Haha used to be another artist, as we found
Angel Abaya,
and it didn't work. And this other management company or label or whatever picked her up and changed her gimmick and turned her into something new. Well,
or she did that on her own accord,
right? Maybe. Yeah. But it's interesting to note, and it's good for people to say, hey, they took something that didn't work, and now this whoever is behind it, they made it work, whether it's her or whether it's a combination of things. They've now made it work. And we look at all these other people that are involved in like their skill sets and their high level of talent that are involved with her that are saying, oh, that's like George W. Bush signing on to the board of directors of like some company that's like going to make military technology. Right. It's the equivalent of that. And it's like, oh, you know, it's going to be good. You know, it's going to be successful. So if you're a listener and you are just a consumer of music, this is saying, hey, check this out. Maybe even go see them when you can go get tickets for $10. When you can go get tickets for, because when this shit blows up, it's going to be Blink-182 and you ain't going to be able to afford it. All right. So that's sort of the service that we provide. at this podcast to the regular average music consumer. Now, if you're in quote unquote the industry and you're a manager, you're a label, you're a booking agent, you're a fucking talent buyer, whatever the fucking case may be, right? And you're listening to us, we're turning you on and finding shit that you don't have to go out and listen to. That's why you tune into it. That's why industry people tune into us. And yes, a lot of them talk shit about us and blah, blah, blah. But guess what? They're booking people that we fucking talk about before, you know, they knew about them. They didn't know about them, hear them on us, and they're trying to book them on shows and do shit. So that's a service that we provide, right? And so us going into depth in the background of like, what was that one we did last week? Who's that artist we talked about last week? Fucking
Sophio?
Yeah, no, the other one. Those guys that were like the
Rio Costa. Yeah.
Going into like who they were signed with and all this stuff and like all the people involved and shit.
Yeah.
That is like, oh, this is gonna be a success because of all these people involved and looking at all these other aspects and all these other things of like who's signed where and who's with what.
Their experience, their pedigree.
Right. Their pedigree that like most people don't know about. That's saying, hey, putting your time into this band to give them a listen is probably going to be fruitful because you're going to get dividends off of that. You're going to get, oh, hey, I already got this new album that they got coming out. Cool. I got something to listen to that I'm probably going to like, you know? Yeah. It's not a guarantee. Look, some people call shit on the stock market and it ends up not working out. If you're Jim Cramer, everything basically does the opposite of what you fucking say.
Yeah.
We generally, I don't think, are like that. So I think we put people on the good shit and it turns out to be good later down the line. And so
I could also, speaking for my own behalf, speaking upon my own behalf, I could also put aside my personal feelings when I think something's going to be good anyways. Like, whether I like it or not is irrelevant. I could look at an artist and say, oh, yeah, this is going to work for a lot of people, or this is going to work for this specific age group or that, or this or that, whatever it might be. I, too, can put aside my personal feelings for artists. Like, to say that I think I can somewhat maintain an objective opinion and to say that when we look at bands, regardless how we personally feel about them,
yeah,
we could say, hey, this is good for a certain group of people, or it could be good for a number of people, like in mass. And yeah, like yeah. Stocks, like
yeah.
You don't put your personal feelings into stocks. Like, you may like something subjectively, but you're doing it based on the merits of like the project itself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
and that's, again, independent, free, independent analysis, unbiased. We're not bought and paid for by anybody other than Game Rage magazine, of course, but those fuckers just give us fucking pizza parties and that's basically worthless. So we're not pushing any agendas, right? We're not getting a rub from some artist to say, hey, or some record label saying like, oh, hey, talk good about our artist and we'll cut you into this, or we'll give you a good thing of this. Here's a little fucking money. Here's whatever. We're not doing that. As a matter of fact, we're probably the exact opposite of that. Like, it's costing us money to do this. And so, you know, it's truly independent. It's unbiased. It's just our straight opinions as two real assholes sitting here in front of you. And no one else is telling us what to say. No one at all. Our opinions are truly our own. And we're just shooting from the hip and speaking from the heart to give you the shit that we think you should be listening to. And, you know, just trying to save you time from having to go out and do the dirt. Adam sits here every week and he fucking scrounges the internet like a psychopath, like a psychopathic squirrel on massive amounts of ketamine, just fucking sitting there listening to the craziest fucking Himalayan chanting from fucking Morocco bands and shit on Instagram and all these crazy little fucking things to find out what is good that's out there that you might not know about.
There's a lot of crap.
There's a lot of shit.
There's a lot of crap because, and I'm not saying that, man, if there's one thing I hate about music is people that say that things in the past were better whatever decade that might be, 90s, 80s, 70s, it doesn't really matter. That is like the furthest thing from the truth. I think every decade has its good and bad moments, and this era, this time is no different from previous eras. But I will say, man, sifting through music is, it sucks because you never know. Like it feels like mining for fucking diamonds, dude. Like to spend hours upon hours looking for things and to finally get like a gold nugget or even a diamond, dude, it's so far and few between. So far, wait, is that right?
Few and far between.
Few and far between that, I don't know. It's worth it, but it's just like, you find more shit than you do gold or even diamonds.
Yeah. And so I guess here in closing, to just round it off and bring it back to the topic here.
We're helping you get on the ground floor.
Yeah. And when it comes to the business of music, no one in the music industry is doing this shit to lose money. All right. And so there's always a connection. There's always some angle within the music industry to like, okay, we have to make money on this. We're not signing this artist because they're going to lose us money, right? We're signing this artist because we think we can make some money off of them.
Yeah.
And that's just the straight bottom fact. That's just the bottom line. That's just the facts. And because if people were in the music industry to lose money, there would not be a music industry. It would not exist. Because you can't just fucking keep losing money. It doesn't work.
Or break even.
Yeah, breaking even, it don't work. So all we're doing is bringing you the information and analyzing it in a way that's digestible and kind of like right there, so you don't have to go out and do this shit yourself. And I mean, it's also fun for us because, you know, we just enjoy doing it.
Yeah, I mean, on top of like us listening to music, we do the field work too. Like we're going out to the concerts and meeting with, well, on some occasions, meeting the artists.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're seeing it in person and reporting it back to you firsthand news. And, man, what else is there to say? Well, like we said already, it's like surveying artists and looking around the resources and even the people that are being put on an artist to kind of more or less understand like where they're going to be positioned in the future. Like as Josh was already saying, like if they're going to be profitable, it's like, well, you kind of get the idea with the number of people behind an artist and like the quality of people. Like, oh, well, there's something to this. Does it sound good? I don't know. But just judging by the people, you can get like a pretty good idea of like where they're going to end up aside from the music.
Yeah.
Like opinion, regardless of what your opinion of the music is, like we can look at that. And yeah, it's all to say that stonks.
Yeah. Stonks.
Music stonks.
Music stonks. So I guess that's pretty much the end of it. So I just hope that clarifies things and gives context to our listeners out there.
Bye, bye, bye.
Like what it is we're doing. So, yeah. Bye, bye, bye. We need to have those Kramer fucking like buttons and shit. When you just hit the sound effect.
Yeah.
But anyways, that'll be it. I do want to do, after this is done, I want to do a separate quick episode real quick.
About what?
I want to talk about us going to the Clarion show. And I just want to give them a chance. I want them to hear it. So I think it'll get lost at the end of this. If we do just at the end of this episode, I don't know.
Okay.
Or maybe we don't. I don't know. But anyways. All right. So that'll be it. We'll catch you guys on the next one.